The Almost Series, number 2, Don't Answer That, by Irony Rocks, read by Opal. Don't answer that. What? Elizabeth whispered, a little breathless. She shifted underneath him and helped John tug off his shirt before he landed back on top of her. The mattress sunk with the weight of them, and then his hands and lips were everywhere at once. A second later, the beep of her earpiece on the nightstand went off again. Elizabeth groaned. Damn it. Don't answer, Elizabeth, John repeated, nibbling at the earlobe as he spoke huskily. It was precisely the maneuver that had landed them in the bedroom during the middle of the workday. Can wait until after lunch. Her head fell back to the pillow, and for a moment, as John pressed his body against her, she honestly considered following his lead. He kissed a pathway down the side of her face, along her jawline, and seized her lips in a possessive kiss that left all thought abandoning her. Except the earpiece rang again, and thoughts of Atlantis managed to worm their way into her haze of thinking. It could be an emergency, she considered numbly. Knowing their track record, it probably was. Before she could stop herself, she pushed John's shoulders back in a feeble effort to get a little more space between the two of them. She reached across the mattress to the nightstand and grabbed the earpiece, even as John let out a groan of frustration. We're here, she answered, trying to control the breathless quality of her voice. Elizabeth, good, where are you? I need to talk to you immediately, and you're not in your office or the cafeteria. I was looking for you. John scrubbed a hand over his face, gruffly asking in an annoyed tone, Is that Rodney? Elizabeth quieted him with a raise of her eyebrow. Still, she couldn't contain her own exasperation. Is this urgent, Rodney? I'm kind of in the middle of something. John, the bastard, took that as his cue to continue. He immediately sunk his weight back on top of her, hands settling in on either side of her against the mattress. He kissed a pathway along the side of her neck and toyed with her earlobe again with his teeth. Rodney was talking again, and she had entirely missed what he'd just said. What? She breathed. Could you repeat that? I said we need to go over the fiscal allocations with the quarter's scientific budgetary spending. Did you realize that Beckett's voodoo program gets nearly a third more than the... John ground his body against hers, and Elizabeth gasped. Elizabeth, are you all right? You sound a little off, Rodney said. She cleared her throat, trying to regain her senses as John undid her belt buckle. She could feel his lips grinning against the side of her neck, and as she feebly tried to push him off of her, it didn't work. Not that she really, truly wanted it to. Oh, yes, Rodney. I was just, running to get to my next meeting. I won't... Dear God, she couldn't think of a lie quick enough with John doing that to her with his tongue. I'll be there in a little while. How long will that be? Rodney demanded. Elizabeth stifled a moan and pushed John's hands away from her underwear. I'll be there as soon as I can. John yanked the earpiece away from her before she could finish the sentence. Rodney? Yeah, this is Shepard. Elizabeth will be preoccupied for the next... He made a show of thinking about it. 20 or 30 minutes. 40, tops. He tossed the earpiece to the ground without waiting for a response. He quickly focused on tugging her pants down, and Elizabeth stared. What the hell was that? She asked. He knows, Rodney, John breathed, leaning down to kiss her. Elizabeth pushed him back. What? He knows? Rodney knows? Since when? John at least had the grace to look a little sheepish, hands finally stilling. A couple weeks now, I think. I never really asked. I just know he knows. When were you planning on telling me? She asked. Until I was sure you wouldn't freak out about it, John offered lightly, then paused. Or apparently until we were in bed together and I got too distracted to care. He winced and then quickly continued. Doesn't matter, Elizabeth. Rodney won't tell a soul, and he thought we'd been sleeping together since the beginning anyway. What? He got her to stop talking by taking control of her mouth again in another hungry kiss. Elizabeth, he breathed, pulling back just a fraction of an inch. Time is of the essence here. Can't we talk after lunch? His hand skimmed her belly, and Elizabeth fought off a shiver. She paused briefly and groaned. All right, fine. But don't think we're not finishing this conversation later, Colonel. John smirked, hands already tugging down her underwear. Whatever you say, Doctor.